Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Burtana. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Frank Burtana. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater bunts towards the mound. Burtana fields it and throws to third for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards the mound. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Agee steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to third. Bulfari moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney juggles the ball. That's an error on McNairtney. Adair scores. Bulfari scores. Robinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The slide. McNairtney applies the tag. Robinson is out. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell is walked intentionally. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Skowron moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skowron moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field. AG picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on AG. Blair moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverry hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Berdana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berdana is 0-for-1 in the game. Berdana hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano pinch hits for Bruce Howard. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland pinch runs for John Romano. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Horland goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Orioles. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. AG strikes out. The ball gets by Echeverry. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Buford. He's safe. AG moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Cam Carrion now catching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. AG moves to third. One out. Eddie Watt now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes AG. The slide. Carrion applies the tag. AG is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 2 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freese moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Ken Berry. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Freese scores. Hansen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing right field. Pete Ward now playing left field. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive towards third. Freese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater bunts towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cater for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair bunts in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion strikes out. Two outs. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.